It's Financial Planning with J. Daniel Plouffe, Episode 6, brought to you by WRBO Public Media. Here's Daniel.
In this era of high-speed trading, unlimited online access to the markets, along with a slew of proprietary trading strategies, it seems the idea of buy and hold is dead and forgotten. But within these fast-paced and ever-changing markets, can this old cliched approach still find a place in your portfolio? We've witnessed some extremes in the market during the past decade. After gaining some ground from the internet bubble, the market experienced one of the worst periods since the Great Depression. From those lows, we've enjoyed a fairly robust bull market leading up to mid-2013. Now, looking back, it would have been advantageous to be in and out of the market at the appropriate times, as stocks went through some tremendous fluctuations. With this market timing technique, imagine the gains you could have posted while avoiding the losses in the market over the past 10 years. But the only problem with market timing is it doesn't work. No one can accurately and consistently predict the short-term movements of the market. Now, maybe you've been able to sell a specific holding before a decline, but when do you get back in? Conversely, maybe you were lucky to buy at the, quote, right time, but when do you sell? A better way to answer those questions is addressed in my podcast on asset allocation. So where does that leave us with buy and hold? Well, as I mentioned, the past 10 years have been quite volatile, and I understand some people simply cannot hold their investments through all the ups and downs. But consider this. An investment made in the overall market, say the Standard & Poor's 500 exchange-traded fund, back on May 1, 2003, and simply held through May 1, 2013, would have gained over 70%. And that's not including dividends. Not a bad return considering this time frame includes the financial crisis of 2008. Now, some individual blue-chip stocks like Coca-Cola, IBM, or Chevron did much better, while others such as Procter & Gamble tended to mimic the market's return, so diversification is advised. But all too often, we find behavior trumps math, which is to say, it might not matter what the past performance is for any given stock, index, or mutual fund. What matters is what you do with that particular asset. Constant or frequent trading of your investment requires you to be right three different ways: knowing when to buy, knowing when to sell, and knowing when to do it all over again. Get one of these wrong and your performance could be impacted. And let's not forget, this trading often adds additional costs, which also affects performance. Given all this, we can show buying and holding quality assets can be a successful tactic for many investors. Just ask Warren Buffett. But as you may suspect, there's a catch. If you bought and just held certain stocks, such as specific names in the technology or financial sector, for example, you could have witnessed some significant losses over the past 10-year period. This illustrates the difference between buy and hold and buy and forget. Among other lessons, the market has taught us not to blindly invest and pay little to no attention to your holdings. Even if you intend to hold an investment for quite some time, you still need to be vigilant and aware of events which may prompt some changes. It helps to work with a professional, but there's much you can and should do on your own as well. For the buy and hold strategy, you'll need patience. Many advisors suggest you stick with quality companies with a history of growing earnings and increasing dividends. They're often better candidates for this approach. And as we noted, over the past decade, many stocks did quite well, but some actually lost money. So staying diversified helps overcome this shortfall. So here's the bottom line. If you think this strategy is right for you, consider these tactics. First, buy quality. Remember, dividends and earnings do matter. Second, buy diversification. We hear that a lot, but it can't be overstated. And finally, buy time. Commit to several years unless significant events dictate a change. Now, past performance of any security is no guarantee of its future performance, and there's no guarantee that this investment strategy will work under all market conditions. But history has shown us buy and hold isn't dead. Just be sure to keep an eye on what you're holding. Don't buy and forget. From the Syracuse office of Morgan Stanley, I'm Daniel Plouffe. Thanks for listening.
To learn more about financial planning with J. Daniel Plouffe, visit WRVO.org.